With you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lordship of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Gospel of the Lord. The gospel of God is at hand. This proclamation is not only for the time of Jesus. The disciples all prepared the way for Jesus. But today it's still valid. The kingdom of God means his church. Church means the body of Christ. We are part of the body of Christ. We build up together. We are part of this body. We are, what St. Paul says, one body of the two. We have many parts of the body. We share each one another. So it's so important we believe that we are one, belong to one body. Today we are separated into different churches. But still, through baptism, we are one body in Christ. Although we do not share the same belief until now, but it's not important. It's important the love. Because at the end, the Gospel, Matthew chapter 25 says, when Jesus asking, what have you done on earth? Did you give me drink? Give me food? Give me shelter? So that's what Jesus expects. Whatever you do to least, we are doing to Jesus. That's more important. No matter what race, what people, what education, important each one of us are brother and sister together. So we build up this family, this body of Christ. The kingdom of God is at hand. That means we are already the kingdom of God if we have the life of Christ in us.